بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A few important points with regard to the narration of Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where a person came and he spoke rudely, disrespectfully to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and how Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu dealt with that matter. Further important points are that in that that one person who was in the parliament, was in the assembly of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became angry, he advised him and said, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَعْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَعَارِضْ أَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. The last time we explained another ayat of the Quran Sharif, which also speaks of the great character and the wonderful sublime character which a mu'min is supposed to have, that when we become angry, we control our anger, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ, and we forgive people, and more than that, we show favors and make ihsan upon them. Yeah, in this case, that sahabi, that person read this ayat of the Quran Sharif, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَعْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَعَارِضْ أَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Accustom yourself to pardon, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ. May it be your habit that you forgive people. People will do wrong continuously around you, that you learn to forgive them, whether it is your wife, whether it is your children, whether they are your students, whether they are your workers. We should learn to forgive them. Of course, this does not mean that we just allow the wrong to take place and we forgive. We should correct the wrong also, and in a suitable way, correct whatever is being done wrong, correct it also. But especially when it is with things with regard to our personal self, then with the higher aspect of good character is that we learn to forgive those people. Today it is a world of demanding our rights. And all the psychology and all the counseling that is done is also to teach people to fight for their rights. Whether it is between husband and wife, that the wife must fight for her rights. That the children are taught their rights, and that they can report their parents also to the police, that my parents are ill-treating me, etc. So this is a complete upside-down way. In Islam, we are taught that we must learn to forgive one another, and not that we demand our rights. As it comes in other hadith, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam warned of a time when there will be wrong things that will be taking place. And the Sahaba asked, what advice do you offer us for those times? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, fulfill the rights of people which are over you. And your rights, you make dua to Allah and ask Allah to fulfill your rights. So that is the correct way. So accustom yourself to pardon. This Quranic verse means that one should be soft in character and avoid debates. Many times we get into arguments also. Just because it is my right, I was right, I had to get this, and we get into unnecessary debates also. And not only debates, today we go to court for the same thing. And for many wrong things, we go to court. How many women will go to court and demand wrongly what is due to them is quite in order, but demand wrongly maintenance of the children, exorbitant amounts, etc. They will claim things for themselves also, and which is not correct for them according to Sharia. They may be married according to Islamic rights. That is, what belongs to the husband belongs to him. What belongs to the wife belongs to the wife. But in the case of like a divorce, unfortunately, then they say, they demand that they are married in a community of property. And they demand half of the estate of the husband. All these type of things where we demand wrongly. And we use the kuffar courts in order to get this. This is all very, very wrong and totally against Islamic Islamic teachings and against good character. So in this we are taught that we should be soft in character and we should avoid debates. Imam Baghawi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned a narration in his tafsir that states, when this verse was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Jibreel, "What is this?" That is this verse, that be accustom yourself, make it your habit to forgive, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَعَمُرْ بِالْعُفْ, and command what is right and fair, وَعَارِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and don't get involved with the ignorant people. They will always criticize, they will always pass remarks, وَإِذَا مَرُّ بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّ كِرَامًا. When all this kind of things will happen, then just pass by it with great dignity and great respect and honor. Don't get involved and embroiled in all these arguments. Like today on the social media, one comment is made, somebody replies this, another one replies that. All that should just be ignored. And just leave it alone and don't get involved in all those things. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked for the meaning of this ayat. Hazrat Jibreel Ali Salatu Wasalam said, "I do not know until I inquire." I also don't know the meaning. Yeah, also there is a lot for us to learn. Anything, we are ever ready to give our comments on the Quran Sharif and to give our own masalas. I think it must be like this. Though we have no knowledge of deen, but I think the meaning of this ayat is this. And in fact, there are Quranic groups which they call themselves, and they sit around, read one ayat, and everyone gives his own opinion on that ayat. I think this ayat means this. I think this ayat means this. Here we find that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also did not know. And he asked for the meaning. Jibreel alayhi salam also did not know. And he did not give their own opinion. He said, "I will inquire from Allah Ta'ala. What is the meaning of it?" So we also in all our matters, we should find out what is the correct meaning. And then he left. And after a while returned and said, Jibreel alayhi salam went and he asked Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave him the meaning. What is the meaning? "Indeed, your sustainer commands you to join ties with those who break them." Those who break ties with you, family people, break ties. Especially when you tell them what are the right things. People become angry and they break ties. Our duty is to join ties. When people break ties, we must join ties. "To give those who deprive you." People who don't give you, you give them. And you show your kindness towards them. "And to forgive those who oppress you." Those who make zulm on you, you learn to forgive. These are Islamic teachings. Unfortunately, the way we are groomed and trained and taught in schools, by the TV, by all the Western things, we have got the complete opposite things. The things of the non-believers are in our lives today. As it is said in a very nice way, that when a person starts his schooling, then his common sense, he trades it in. All what is common sense, and now what is dished out from in the school, in the name of science, etc., all the other philosophies and psychologies, all those things, a person then starts taking those things. Like a common sense is that a man cannot marry a man cannot have sexual relations with a man. But in school now that is taught that is the right thing to do, and that is the way to go. And now we forget what is even common, forget Islamic law, what is even common sense we forget, which animals also don't do. Today human beings are doing that. So this is all those dangers. So we must learn to forgive those who oppress us. Hazrat Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "There is no ayat in the Quran Sharif that is more comprehensive than this one regarding good character." If a person wants what is really good character, which is by the standards of Allah Ta'ala and the Quran Sharif, then this is what we should go for, go towards, and not towards the filth and dirt which is dished out today in the form of the media, in the form of schools, in the form of all other things, where a man marries man and a woman marries a woman, etc. All these terrible wrong things, we should totally abstain from that. We should be very careful about our children, in what direction they are going also, and what is being taught to them. So this ayat, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, make yourself habitual to forgive, وَعَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and command that which is right and which is good, وَعَارِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and just absolve yourself. Don't have anything to do with the people who are ignorant, who will pass all types of criticisms and remarks, etc. Just ignore them and carry on doing your work as it is supposed to be done. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness and save us from all the evils which are all around us.